As you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live in him. Keep your roots deep in him and have your lives built on him. Be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always be thankful.
Hang on, Lucy, I'm so confused. I'm not a plant, at least I don't think I am.
No.
And I don't have roots. So what's the Bible talking about?
Well, don't worry, Yeti, because conveniently Philip is coming to help us understand what it means. So if you sit and you listen to what Philip says, and I think at the end, you'll get it. Okay, I'm going to turn it down. Maybe have some more Philips. Oh, yeah,
all this exercise and these press-ups, I think we need a bit of a breather, don't we? Now, I wonder how many people tucked away, and this is probably for mums and dads, how many people tucked away at home on a shelf have got an A to Z of London? How many people got A to Z of London? Now, A to Z used to be how you found out which road to drive down or how to get to people's houses. Because it told you from the beginning right to the end all about London and how you could get around. And what we're going to do this afternoon, amazingly, is in these two verses, we have got the A to Z of what it means to follow Jesus. In just two verses, we're going to cover the beginning right to the end of what it means to follow Jesus. So if you're someone who is thinking about what it means to follow Jesus, there'll be something that's for you. If you're somebody who is already following and trusting Jesus, there'll be something for you. And if you think you're like a grown-up and you're quite a long way on, there's something for you here as well, just in case you were thinking about going to sleep in the talk. So let's have a think, shall we, about how this is the A to Z of what it means to follow Jesus. Should we do the A first? Sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? And we're going to start around this tree and its roots from the passage that we looked at in Colossians. Now, here is the A part of what it means to follow Jesus. The very first few verses of the verses on your sheet, it says, receive Christ Jesus the Lord. That's how to start following Jesus. Now, let me ask you a question. That says, receive Christ Jesus as Lord. And that tells you how it is that you can start living with Jesus. Now, let me give you a few alternatives to let me explain what I mean. Imagine it said, receive Christ Jesus the gardener. Okay, so if it said, receive Christ Jesus the gardener, and Christ Jesus came to your door, where would you send him? You send him into the garden, wouldn't you? Because that's what the garden does. Now imagine it said, receive Christ Jesus the dustman. Where would you point him to? You'd point him to the garbage bins, wouldn't you? That reminds me, I've got to put the bins out tonight because the dustmen are coming tonight. Thank good reminder. Now imagine it said, receive Christ Jesus the personal trainer. What would you do with the men? You'd probably jump into your running kit, wouldn't you? And go running down the road with them. But the key here to beginning following Jesus is it says, receive Christ Jesus the Lord. Now what do you do when somebody who is a Lord comes to your front door? It's a bit of a bow. Well, Louis would bow. And if the Lord said, I'd like some lunch, what would you do, Louis? You'd go and make some lunch for him immediately, wouldn't you? If the Lord said, I think it's time we went shopping, what would you do, Louis?
Go shopping.
You'd go shopping, wouldn't you? If the Lord says, I think it's time for you to say sorry to your mum for the state your room's in, what would you do? You'd say sorry. Brilliant, you see? That's how you begin the Christian faith. Following Jesus is about saying, I don't want Jesus just to be a gardener or a personal trainer or a dustman. I want him to be the one who's Lord in my life. I want him to be the one who shows me the way I should go, who tells me the right things to do and tells me not to do the wrong things. So that's how we start the Christian life. It's by seeing that Jesus is the one who actually needs to direct and control all that we do because he's Lord of everything. And if we want to follow Jesus, he needs to be the one who shows us the way. Now that's how we begin the Christian life. Now there's another part to the verse here. Look, it says continue to live in him. Which means that once you've started the Christian life, you have to go on keeping Jesus as Lord. Now, interestingly, that's what some of the older people here, who we identified earlier by virtue of the Beatle game, it's easy to forget that when you start following Jesus with him as Lord, then a little bit further down the track, you begin to negotiate. When Jesus says, I think you ought to do that, you say, do I really have to do that? You know, I'd quite rather do this. And actually what Paul is saying is actually, as the Christian life goes on, we start with Jesus as Lord, and we continue with Jesus as Lord. He stays Lord of our life, no matter how old we are, no matter how long we've been following him. And here's the next thing it tells us, that how we can keep Jesus in the right place in our lives. And now we're going deeper and deeper beneath the tree. It says, keep your roots deep in him. Now, conveniently, in the garden, I found a plant. I think Joe knows what I'm going to do, and I think this won't damage the plant permanently. This, by the way, gardeners, is an...
flower.
Apparently, it's an Armenia. A what? A thrift. It said Armenia on the label, but thrift it may be. Anyway, this is the dangerous bit. This is when I could... Oh, goodness me, look at that. Can you see all the things in the earth underneath the plant? Can you see? What are they?
Roots.
They're its roots, aren't they? Now, how many roots are there, do you think?
10 billion.
10 billion? I think that may be a little bit more than there are. But there are quite a few, aren't there? Now, why do you think that the plant needs to send those roots down into the earth?
To get water.
To get water? What else do you think?
To get air.
To get, well, I'm not sure about air so much.
Nutrients.
Now there is a long word, but it's a right word. You're quite right. It needs to get the food it needs in order to carry on living as a plant. Because we've got another plant in the background which doesn't look as alive as this one. At all. In fact, it looks dead. And the reason is that its roots, well, they aren't really in any earth at all, and the earth isn't moist either, and it's died. But this earth, still at the moment, until I do something with it, is moist earth with lots of nutrients in it. And so the plant has put its roots down into the earth. It's kept its roots deep in the earth so that it can get all it needs to grow. And Paul says that's what it's like following Jesus. If we want to grow and continue following Jesus, we need to put our roots deep into him. Now, it's a bit of an odd picture that, isn't it? Putting your roots deep into Jesus. But if you think about it, if roots are the things that, the place where you get the things that keep you going and living and growing, it says if we want to grow as a Christian, it's to Jesus we must go. And just as we found out about Jesus from God's word, the Bible, when we began to follow him, because that's where it told us that he's the one who's the Lord, so, if we want to go on growing with Jesus, we need to keep coming back to God's word, and we need to pray so that our roots are deep in Jesus. Now, there's another reason that plants have roots. I wonder if you can think of what the other reason that plants have roots, or big root systems like this one here. See all the roots there? What's the other job that the roots do? Yes. Can't hear. So it doesn't fall over, doesn't blow away. Quite right. Because if you were to cut the top of the plant off here and separate it from its roots, what would happen? Well, you could just lift the plant off, couldn't you? The roots would be there, but the plant would be detached. It would fall over, wouldn't it? That's what I sometimes do with the motor mower when I'm cutting the grass. By accident, completely by accident, you understand, I happen to go over the plants at the edge of the flower bed. And I separate them from the roots. And it's very difficult to make it look as if they're still growing, I find. I try, you know, I prop them up. But inevitably, Joe comes and says, Philip, what happened this afternoon? Oh, I said, well, I cut... Oh, sorry. Because as soon as you cut a plant off from its roots, bloop, it flops. And although it looks alive for about a day and a half, 2 days later in the sun, it looks pretty dead, and it's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it? So here's the second thing. Not only do you have to have roots in order to grow and have all the things you need to grow, roots are the things that keep you stable, aren't they? Have you ever seen one of your parents maybe in the garden trying to remove a tree with its roots? You ever done that? Oh, it's tricky, I tell you. If you cut a tree off, maybe cutting the tree down is the easy bit. Like the mower, it's simple to cut the tree down. It's more difficult to get the roots out. If you've got a tree stump, you push it backwards and forwards and it doesn't move. And then you think, oh no, I'll get the axe, and you try and chop into the roots around the bottom of the tree, and you keep pushing and still it won't move. Because there are so many roots around the tree stump that it keeps the tree stump really stable. It stops it from falling over. And that's the second thing that we get in our verse here. Look, we have to keep our roots deep in him, and so that our lives are built on him solidly, so that they don't get knocked down. Because sometimes following Jesus is not easy. Sometimes people say things about people who follow Jesus that make us think, oh, is it really worth it? And we have to be prepared to take the knocks. And if we're not rooted in Jesus, got a good root system connected there, when somebody knocks us, we can just fall flat. And then it's difficult to get back up again. But here is Paul saying, look, here's the A to Z of following Jesus. We begin by remembering that Jesus is our Lord. He's the one who says, this is the way to go. He says, we don't just start there, we keep on going. We need to put our roots deep in him, so that he's the one who gives us all we need to grow in our walk with him. Not only does he give us all we need to grow, he's the one who gives us all the things that we need to keep stable, so we don't get knocked off track when life gets difficult or tough when we follow him. And then finally, here's the reminder. This is what we're trying to grow into. Paul in his letter says that we're trying to grow to be more and more like Jesus ourselves. That's what Paul wants us to be as followers of Jesus. When we start, we think, oh, I'm so far from being like Jesus. And then bit by bit, God helps to change us through his word and by his spirit working in us to be more like Jesus. Just a little bit more each day. Growing because Jesus is the one who's showing us all the things we need. Stable so we don't get knocked off course, but eventually becoming more like Jesus. And there's a sense in which we never stop growing like Jesus. No matter how long we've been following Jesus, no matter how many years it is since we received Jesus as Lord, actually we're always still growing to be more and more like Jesus. More loving, more kind, more thoughtful, more sorry for when we do things wrong. All those things that Jesus is that we know that we're not, he wants us to be more like him as we go on. We have to begin. We have to keep going. Have to make sure our roots are deep in him. Have to make sure we're building our lives on him so that we're solid and stable. And we have to keep on remembering that we always want to be more like Jesus. And that is the A to Z of following Jesus. And you can remember it by this plant and these two verses. Shall I pray? And we'll ask God to help us. Father, we thank you that you have sent Jesus. Thank you that as Matt reminded us that Jesus came to die so that we could be forgiven. Thank you that as we recognise that and as we see that Jesus is Lord and we invite him to come and be Lord of our lives, we can begin following him. And thank you too that as we begin, so you want us to go on. And we pray that you'd help us to sink our roots deep into Jesus through the Bible, through praying. And we pray that our lives might be built on that solid foundation so that each day we might become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask it in his name. Amen.